but I just didn't want it to happen. It's the last thing I want to experience is a huge earthquake.
Touch wood, I'm knocking my head. Touch wood, it's not going to happen for a long, long time, maybe 3 or 4 decades.
How about sometime never?
Well, you know what they say never, never.
Yeah, yeah. Agreed, but be a nice way to think. But amateur radio would come through, no problem.
Yeah, I think there'd be a role to play. I mean, it's important to participate, keep the equipment operating, make sure whatever backup system you have is modernized, you know, maybe say every 5 years or so, and just keep marching forward. And of course, the equipment's getting better. It's unbelievable, especially on HF, how the equipment's getting better.
Yes, definitely. The only thing that surprises me over here, which is, I don't know what it's like in Europe now, I haven't been there for a while, but no one seems to use simplex here. Everyone seems to rely on repeaters. So if we get a good shaker, probably those repeaters ain't going to make it.
No, you're right, but there is a plan. We've got a plan to fall back to simplex, and so those frequencies are well known within the clubs.
Agreed, but people should practice on them just to see the range they've got and stuff like that, and not rely totally on repeaters.
Yeah, I don't know about all clubs, but Delta, they start on the repeater and then they go to simplex and then they'll go Winlink and play around other stuff. Yeah, they're always checking out the simplex method just to make sure that people know that that's the frequency to use in case they ever have to.
Yeah, you know, I quite often sit on 520, and I'll even put out a call just to say I'm monitoring. And to date, I don't think I've ever had a response.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. Yeah, I can only speak, you know, from the position of the Delta Club. They check. I know Surrey does too, yeah, I think the clubs participate in practice in the simplex.
Yeah, I probably do. I just haven't got anyone to respond. Maybe no one wants to talk to me. Oh dear, are you doing anything for field day? I'm off to the Lara in Aldergrove.
Stuck on the net here, so by the time I get up and about and outside, Elsa and I will just do a trip to the Delta one and just say hi to everybody, and hopefully she won't make a nuisance with herself.
Yeah, the Delta one is at North 40, isn't it?
That's right, the dog park, yeah.
Yeah, we used to, before that officially opened, we used to go in there bird watching. There's used to be a pair of grey horned owls in there, some barn owls. It used to be a really good park.
Yeah, I imagine once it got abandoned from the military listening, I imagine the wildlife returned, and I imagine there's still a good food source.
Yeah, I'd go for a walk through the and in that area there, usually that's where the owls are.
Yeah, I've walked around it lots of times. I haven't had wildlife on my mind, but and I haven't stayed overnight like most of them do, but they're laid out pretty good, and lots of visitors come by, so, you know, with their animals, their dogs. So it works out well.
Yeah, that's a nice park. Well laid out. It's plenty of nice roads. I haven't been there for quite a while. Last time we were there, they was making a movie there.
Yeah, that's right. They had the big grass cut down. I think they've done, well, in my time, I think they've done two movies, but definitely one, because I remember, like, the grass, if it's been a nice wet spring, can be about, you know, 6-7 feet high. And one year it was all cut down, and it was because of the movie.
Yeah, I went there one morning, and I couldn't understand why I hear gunshots, and... Yeah, it's a load of baddies being shot by your cops in the movie.
Yeah. Better let you go, Trevor. You have a great field day, my friend, and I'll chat to you next time around, whenever it is, 5 or 6 weeks.
Yes, nice chatting to you, Stuart. Talk again soon, 73.
73, Trevor. Next station if you're out there.
Seven,
guys, get you in a minute, Dave. Fox, Bravo. Give me one more time again, Dave.
Victor Echo 7, Fox Bravo, Kilo.
That's it. Go ahead, Dave. I did get your email. I found it very interesting.
Yeah, my name's Stuart. Thanks very much for taking my check-in. Yeah, after I sent the email, I kind of realized it was more directed at the wear of the big toe, but that's a big rabbit hole you can go down, and I'm sure you probably will now.
Yeah, and some of the exercises that they recommended I do already, because what people don't understand is that after you've had a new knee, it's not just the knee area, it's the tendons that operate around your ankle and the back of your knee. And so I do a lot of those stretches anyway, and when I started off, boy, was it painful. But now I find it, well, it's just normal now, but I still maintain those stretches on the calf muscles.
Yeah, right. For me, it's a brand new exercise, and I do have that problem. I wear my shoes through from big toe as well, so I've got to start doing those exercises. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and 73 to everybody.
Yeah, I do mine every morning when I'm brushing my teeth, and I can leave the foot flat now for the full duration. I don't have to give it a rest. I can really stretch it out, no problem now. But it does take about 3 or 4 weeks to get to that standard. I'll let you go, Dave, and I'm going to go with another Dave, Mike Delta. Go ahead, Dave, and shell and. You know who I mean, Dave.
Morning, Stuart. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta. Yeah, Shirley's in the front room playing on the computer this morning. Already walked the dogs. And getting ready to head out and go do a few hours at field day. So we'll see. Usually come down to the Delta one, but this year spent a little too much money on house upgrades, so can't afford to be coming down. So. Other than that, have a good one, Stuart, and we will talk to you whenever we get a chance. Victor Alpha 7, Mike Delta, 73.
73, Dave, and thanks for being here most of the week, with the exception of your coffee meet with your buddies. 73, and I really appreciate you being here. Enjoy field day. Next station, if you're out there.
E7, Hotel Echo Delta.
Goodbye. Hotel Echo Delta. A very good morning. Go ahead, George.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for doing the check-in early. Hope everyone enjoys field day. BE7 Hotel Echo Delta.
Thanks for being here most of the week with me. I appreciate it, George. 73, my friend, and have a good weekend. Next station.
Victor Echo 7, X-ray Oscar Juliet, bike, mobile.
X-ray Oscar Juliet on the bike. Go ahead there, Ole.
Good morning, Stuart. Yeah, I'm here on the causeway. I just stopped because somebody had thrown off a scarf from FIFA, Belgium and New Zealand. So I'm picking it up. Anyway, other than that, thanks for the week, and 7-3.
You found yourself a wee bit of treasure. I prefer to find like the $50 or $100 dollar notes, but a scarf is not a bad price.
No, I've done that. I've found money. That's old hat.
Thanks for being here all week, and chat to you next time around. Be careful now on the road. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Echo 7 Alpha Victor Golf.
Alpha Victor Golf. Good morning, Ray. And thanks for being with me all week, my friend.
All on frequency. Throw a semi-quick one from me today off to the post office in a while. 730 round, 87 AVG is to the material hall.
Thanks for being here and putting up with me all week, Ray. 7-3, my friend. Next station.
VE7COR, Charlie Oscar Romeo.
Charlie Oscar Romeo. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Stuart. You sound wide awake. That's good. I guess I am now, too. Good morning to everybody on the net.
Thanks for being here, Ron. You just giving me an idea to check something out. Thanks for putting up with me all week. I'll go see who's coming on tomorrow. All stations, just hold on. June 27th. Let me find out who's coming on. Oh, it's the guest lecturer. So I was right. I had a feeling it could be you, Ron. Charlie Oscar Romeo.
Well, it is the guest lecturer series, but I won't be lecturing until Wednesday, so I'm not sure who's tomorrow.
Yeah, it doesn't give me that, but thanks for doing your part.
My pleasure indeed. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on there, my friend. Just give me a second while I find my way back. There you go, I found my way back. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Echo Tango.
Lima Echo Tango. A very good morning to you, Roshi. Thanks for putting up with me all week, my friend.
Thank you for putting up with all of us for all week. It's great to hear from you again, Stuart, and glad that things are moving in a forward direction, that Elsa's loving her life back with you and all that. You know, sounds like fun. We'll have to get together at some point again. But, yeah, just heading off to the office shortly, so I just had to give a quick call in now before it got too late and got too busy. So you take care, stay safe, stay happy, and don't forget to stay a little silly and enjoy your day out there. Thanks a lot for doing everything that you do, Stuart, VA 7LET 7-3.
And thanks for being a great RAC leader, Hiroshi. You do an excellent job, my friend. 7-3. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Charlie Zulu.
I hope it's just a two-letter, Charlie Zulu. A very good morning. Go ahead, Jason.
Charlie Zulu, morning, sir.
That's a very good morning. I appreciate you being here.
Yeah, just doing all my packing for field day and hoping to get on the road in about half an hour. So I head to Burnaby for the morning and then to Vector in Vancouver for the afternoon.
Enjoy the hobby. Be safe on the roads. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
And Victor Alpha 7.
Romeo Oscar Zulu first. A very good morning. Go ahead, Rosemary.
Good morning, Stuart. Thank you for taking my check-ins all week, and thank you for doing the net. Pedro's on tomorrow, and Tom is next. You have a great day, and 73.
Thanks for being here. Appreciate it, and thanks for that information. How did you find that?
Well, Brad sends it out on the Facebook, on my Facebook every week. Yeah, I got Pedro, and then Tom, and then Randy, and then Ron.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm not into Facebook or anything like that, social media. Thanks for being here, 73. And again, thanks for being here all week, Rosemary. Appreciate it. Next station, one at a time if possible.
Sorry, for 720, 730.
Juliet Lee. Sorry, good morning, Lanny.
7 Golf X-ray, Mike.